whatever they do, pass the misinformation being given out by the Pacific Tourism Company about this issue, and the, should we say, extreme hysteria or paranoia that motivates the Pacific Trading Company, and the kind of the arrogance where they feel somehow they have the right to get the city to spend taxpayer money to eliminate public seating space so that they won't be troubled with the wrong kind of people near their store. It's really a very sad commentary, and also, of course, they and other businesses will pass laws and make it legal for the police to move along people, and to do so selectively, although that's not in the law, it's what the police do, where so that clowns can table, but the rest of the community,
if they're giving out messages that are considered to be a little too hot, a little too controversial, can be harassed.
That, of course, what was the objective of the law,
and you actually heard it in the council debates in January when the law was passed. Councilmember Rotkin was saying, oh, if there's a problem, that it'll only be used if there's a problem, is what Rotkin said. And Rotkin made similar statements at the current city council meeting on Tuesday, which I'm going to be playing hopefully this Sunday when my show returns. I do a show in the late morning and into the early afternoon from 9:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Sundays. I'll be playing some more tape extensively from the Pacific Trading Company debate and the attempt to persuade the community to weigh in on this issue, to restore the Constitution downtown Santa Cruz. I mean, we obviously need the Constitution restored for poor people so they can sleep at night, but, you know, what about middle-class people? They're not going to be allowed to table during the day for more than an hour if the merchants don't like them? I mean,
that's not America.
That's not the Constitution. That's not the Bill of Rights.
That's a bunch of cowardly council members pandering to some merchant apprehensions, and the merchants themselves, many of them, I think, actually don't even agree with this, but they go along with it because they don't want to be singled out by powerful people in the downtown association. They don't want to be criticized. You know, they don't want to be, to raise their voices against it. It's a situation where the community has to stand up and be heard and speak out, and hopefully it is speaking out. It is being heard, and that's what I do when I go down. And, luckily, it's not Mr. Twister here. Actually, Mr. Twister is a good guy. I like Mr. Twister, and I've said before, we disagree on this issue rather strongly, but that doesn't mean he isn't a clown who doesn't do a damn good job putting together. We have an imitation of Mr. Twister in the studio.
Can I mention something?
Yeah, go ahead. We got, actually, Skidmark Bob, who's done his share of cop watching in his time, and now is done doing a lot of tape mixing, or I should say disc mixing.
Audio insurrection is what I like to call it.
All right.
I just came from downtown, Robert, and the Downtown Association is down on the mall right across from Cinema 9. They must know that you have your show this time. That's why they're down there doing this. They're handing out free balloons to the kids.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool. That's good.
With amplified music.
But no brownies. They aren't handing out brownies like we were earlier today.
Well, I tried to inform one of them. They didn't seem too interested that if one of the children let go of that balloon, it's against the law.
Yeah, that's true. That would be a projectile.
Projectile.
Yeah, well, although we've got to say that the city council, in an emergency session, an emergency action at the regular session on the afternoon of Tuesday, July 8th, made it legal to juggle in Santa Cruz. It's not legal to bounce a beach ball, baseball, football, basketball, or a tennis ball, or a hacky sack downtown. It's not legal to bubble unless you are a street bubble performer. It's not legal to sit within 14 feet of a building, but it is now because of the embarrassment that activist Tom Noddy created when he went to jail a week or two ago, legal to juggle.
Well, it appears that they're going to have a historic downtown walking tour, I believe, starting... When is this starting? July 10th, 2003.
That's today. July 10th is today.
Oh, is that today?
Yeah.
Wow, that's weird. That's starting at 6:30 p.m.
Oh, well, so actually you caught them in their walking tour, apparently, and they're going to walk around, and maybe if folks want to walk with them, they can point out to the assembled citizenry, these are the notables that gave us these absurd laws.
Lots of stuff.
Mainly to get rid of people they consider undesirable and give the police these massive tools that... had kind of required a life of their own. Or am I just being paranoid, Uncle Bob?
I don't know. But I did see a guy juggling down there.
Yeah, juggling is now legal.
Juggling. I did. I think I saw a couple undercover cops sitting on a. I'm just kidding.
Oh, wow.
Monitoring the suspect. They're going to do a sting operation. Juggle.
But they don't have to anymore because Mike Rodkin has introduced emergency legislation to decriminalize juggling.
Really?
Again, that's, of course, the only time it made it into the Santa Cruz Sentinel. It was ignored by Dan White when Tom Noddy spent 13 hours in jail.
That's true.
And his car was towed. No, that wasn't newsworthy for Dan White. But he did find it in his heart to mention when the city council, through its great goodness, decriminalized juggling. 2 weeks later, it says downtown juggling voted legit. That's Dan White headline above the fold. Wednesday, July 9th. That's yesterday's paper. And
it took a little while, but, you know, he got around to it.
He did get around to it, of course. Not the injustice of the arrest, but the wonderful behavior of the city council in dealing with the situation in a speedy and efficacious manner.
Well, you know what? I've never trusted clowns. So, you know, hearing Mr. Twister say that doesn't surprise me at all. I've had my little run-ins with Mr. Twister when I used to play on that.
I thought by clowns you meant our old friend Dan White, the journalist.
Oh, that clown.
Yes, exactly. Dan showed up actually today during the Pacific Trading Company controversy. I understand he was there a couple of times. And Dan takes a lot of heat from me, and he should, because he needs to really improve his journalism by leaps and bounds. I mean, here's a guy who can't seem to write in a story that we have 39 space for 39 people tonight in a shelter, and 1,500 to 2,000 homeless people out there, and a law that criminalizes them if they sleep after 11 o'clock at night. Those facts have not, Dan has not seen fit to put those together into a story, even though he's written about homeless controversies in the past. That one doesn't get to him, and the downtown ordinance controversy hasn't gotten to him at all, really. This story about downtown juggling voted legit does not go into the arrests of tablers that happened 2 days before. Dan White whited out that story. Whitish guy that he is.
Well, I have no comment on that, although you looked at me like I had a comment.
I thought I'd look back at you and you with my racist comments.
Came to confiscate your tapes.
Oh yes. He's... Bob Skidmore here has been doing a very fine public service by transforming my... rather muddled, confused, and unedited raw material into what might actually be construed as a real program of a designated length. You did the Tom Noddy interview, I believe, at one point.
Edited it down to about a half hour, and it's up in MP3 format at www.radioforall. That's radio, the number for all.net. And there's also a new program I'm working on called Become the Media Radio, which is now being uploaded to our own website at freakradio.org, which I'm going to include some of these, some of the street interviews and the arrests and stuff in the next one, which will come out in August, I believe. I'm going to try to do it monthly, but right now there's one up there with, I think an interview with Ole Scar Arms did, and who else? John Malkin and a couple other programmers did some stuff that I put up on the Internet Media Watch show. So check it out at freakradio.org. Look in the archives, and you'll see a one-hour show in there that you can download or stream.
Excellent, excellent. A lot of good stuff and more stuff I can talk about with respect to the downtown, but something that doesn't seem to be getting much play, although maybe it is, because I'm not much of a listener to radio or television, for that matter, generally. I just kind of come in and do this show, and most of the time then don't listen to the radio. I miss a lot of good programs that way. Don't you be the fool that I am in that regard. But I've been kind of concerned, Bob, that there hasn't been much in the way of anti-war activity in Santa Cruz. I mean, I've been just as guilty of this as other people. Has there been much anti-war activity?
Well, the war's over.
No.
I mean, there's a few little pockets of resistance.
Oh, pockets, yes. the quagmire of resistance. Yes, I know.
Up to 77 dead soldiers.
Well,
so far.
77. It's a lucky number, right?
You know, that happens when you end a war.
Yeah, it happens. I mean, these are sort of the unpleasant, the troublesome aftermath. But in fact, nobody in Santa Cruz is demanding, let's say, that the U.S. troops be removed, that the occupation be ended. People don't seem to be too concerned. Even the Democrats, of course, the Democrats have never been very, very good about this at all. They've been pretty horrible. Sam Farr among them. But there's been no discussion of, get the fuck out of there, folks. And even I don't seem to be saying too much about it. I'm a little bit concerned. I occasionally shouted it out today downtown, but mostly it was about this silly Pacific Trading Company. We have a caller on the line. Hi there, you're on Free Radio. Hello?
Is this the president?
Mr. President?
I am the president, yes, sir. You have those weapons of mass destruction?
I did vote for him 1 year.
Go ahead, sir. Now, I think
I'm sitting here, and at Market Fest in downtown Redding, California, where they're beating the drums for peace. What the hell are you doing?
I'm here in the studio, and I'm trying to find those weapons of mass distraction, sir.
Well, I got a little, couple little things for you. I was up in the city of St. Francis yesterday, and over in Marvelous Marin, and we had a little pot bust here I'd like to talk about. A couple other things, maybe, for 2 minutes.
Before you do, I want to introduce you. This is our host on the road, the infamous Jeffrey Gale. Hey, Jeffrey, how's everybody? You're probably sizzling up there in Redding, right?
That's what R-E-D-D-I-N-G. It's 105 degrees right here, right now.
Wow.
Downtown Redding, California.
Put those eggs on the sidewalk. I want to hear them crackle. But anyway, you say there's been a pot bust up there?
Yes. We have a front-page story today that says pot garden yields 7,400 plants in raid. Dateline Pollard Flat, California. A marijuana raid here Wednesday near Gibson Road yielded 7,400 12-inch plants. The Shasta County Sheriff's Department Marijuana Eradication Team and the United States Forest Service officials conducted the joint operation and found several abandoned gardens. No arrests were made. Since May 29th, authorities have found nearly 20,000 marijuana plants in 17 gardens. Oh, my God, what about in the Garden of Eden or the Garden of Ephraim? Yes. So,
excellent.
The fuzz is spending all this time, Robert, dealing with pot. I think we might want to tell the readers that Bastille Day is coming on the 14th of July, and I think the time has come to maybe storm the Bastille. We all remember that good old Marie Antoinette told everyone, let them eat cake.
Let them eat cake.
And
we say let them eat brownie.
Then they handed her head to her on a silver platter. But it was John F. Kennedy who said, on this date, by the way, July 10th, 1963, he said, a nation cannot afford to be materially rich and spiritually poor. So as long as the taxpayers of the United States are willing to spend $4 billion a month to fight this little war in Iraq, which is becoming a quagmire, we are really in deep doo-doo. The economy is getting far worse, and I believe that this president will go down
Jeffrey?
One of the biggest landslide defeats
Jeffrey.
In the history of the United States.
Jeffrey, got a question for you.
Get it.
Jeffrey?
And that's the point. The point is that when Herbert Hoover ran for re-election against Franklin Delano Roosevelt, Roosevelt said that he disagreed with Hoover. Hoover said, we need a chicken in every pot.
Jeffrey.
Governor Roosevelt.
Jeffrey, let me ask you.
President.
Can't hear
the American public during the Great Depression.
Jeffrey.
Lots of chickens in lots of pots.
Jeffrey,
I know in Santa Cruz right now you've had a couple of people busted, put in jail for idiotic reasons. And the bottom line is it's the haves against the have-nots. So if 50% of the voting public who didn't vote last time will get out and understand that Congressperson Dennis Kucinich is the only candidate in this race who, for President of the United States, for the Democratic nomination, who is for single-payer health insurance. Unlike Howard Dean, Kucinich is the only candidate in the race who does not believe that the United States had any good reason for going to war against Iraq. Dean totally disagrees with Kucinich on this, and bottom line, the time has come for the Democrats to stop nominating donkeys.
Jeffrey,
to really understand the
Jeffrey Gale, last chance. Can you hear me, Jeffrey? Jeffrey,
the key
hello.
Is the fact that we have
so I'm having trouble reaching Jeffrey, and it's because of the fact he's on his cell phone up there. But I only have a few moments left. I'm going to make one more attempt to get through to him, and then we are going to kind of conclude the show.
California at Market Fest, which is an outdoor deal where everyone goes drumming till about 10 o'clock, drumming for peace tonight. And we have thousands of homeless people in this area, We have some Vietnam vets in Chico who have gotten together and said to the government, you're not willing to help us, so we're going to start our own center for homeless vets in Chico, and they've succeeded because the government refused to help them. And as Bastille Day approaches, let us remember we have 250,000 Vietnam War vets who are homeless in the streets of Santa Cruz, California, and all over the United States of America.
Thank you, Jeffrey. Appreciate the help.
Again, to storm the Bastille in a nonviolent way, we are going to throw the United States president out.
And Jeffrey is into very strongly the Kucinich candidacy. I support Kucinich, at least for his position against the war. But there's we have plenty to do before the elections in 2004, and that's what I'm wondering is happening. Let's see if we can. Jeffrey, you there? Jeffrey?
Yes.
Oh, you are there. Okay. Yeah, it's sometimes hard to break in. You don't, you kind of, hard to contact you there. I'm wondering, up in Redding, does there seem to be a change in the community? Are they less, should we say, credulous and solid behind Fuhrer Bush? Is there more doubting and concern about not just the rationale for going to war, but also the costs, the immense costs, which came out, I guess, in the last couple of days, yesterday, I guess, in Congress.
What is it? The cost of the war, it's
not $2 billion a month. Was it $4 billion a month? You with me?
Yes, absolutely, Robert. The most exciting thing that's happened here is it strips Howard, one of the biggest newspaper chains in America, felt that the only daily newspaper in Reading, the Record Searchlight, was so conservative that the average person living in Redding, California, with the same population as Santa Cruz, California, reads the Sacramento Bee in the morning. They do not read the daily newspaper in Redding because it's too right-wing, too conservative, too born-again Christian, and too Republican. So they brought in a woman editor from Albuquerque, Kelly Brewer, and she's really shaken things up. The paper has a woman publisher and a woman editor. That is almost unheard of in a city of only 80,000 people.
Jeffrey.
So that's very promising because Ms.
Jeffrey.
Brewer is really convinced that they've got to do more stories about all the joblessness and homelessness that's going on in Redding, California.
Hey, Jeffrey,
hundreds of people from Redding.
We gotta go.
Buses,
Jeffrey.
And Amtrak
Jeffrey, thank
train.
You very much. Thank you, Jeffrey, for giving us that brief and
Dennis,
I'm not talking Kucinich. I'm talking Uncle Dennis is here. He's going to give us a different, kind of a more mellow take for the next 3 hours, and I've got to go. Jeffrey, thank you. You're still going on there, Jeffrey. Jeffrey's got a lot to say. It's just our communication channels are not the best here. So, hey, come on back on Sunday.
I'll be back. I hope you'll be back 9:30 in the morning.
Or soon thereafter, anytime until 1 at 96.3 FM here. You can check that out. You can also check me out on the Huff line at 423-4833. That's Homeless United for Friendship and Freedom.
And we need your help. You might check in front of the Pacific Trading Company. Keep an eye out what's going down there. We're talking about peaceful protest on the streets of Santa Cruz that will persuade the community, educate the community about the issues that I think are being misrepresented in the city council, misrepresented by the businesses, and ignored by the mainstream media. I'm going to invite Uncle Dennis here to flip on a cassette or some vinyl, whatever he feels like doing, as a sort of an intro into his show, which is coming up in the next 60 seconds. And I will be back, as I said. We're going to be examining the new juggling law, where juggling is legal, but lots of other things aren't. We're going to be investigating a number of other subjects on Sunday. I hope you join me. And if you want to put your own subject into the hopper, again, give me a call at 423-HUFF. Thanks for being with me on this edition of Bathrobes, Pierre's Broadsides.